the Jewish New Year today as we recorded.
Oh, it's also Italian New Year. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. So yeah. Jews on our New Year, we eat apples and honey to represent a sweet New Year. And if I'm not mistaken, Italians, you guys have, what is it? It's biscotti and espresso to represent a savory New Year.
Yeah, and then we take a big group bath and a tub of sauce to celebrate.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Jewish and Italian culture, I feel like there are a lot of parallels there. Like, you know, I feel like the Jewish mother and the Italian mother are of the same vein.
Yeah, that's the same species of mom, for mm-hmm. sure. Just like loud and mean and controlling.
Oh, okay. Yep. And my mom's going to listen to
this.
I
love you, mom, if you're listening. Okay. No, my mom does not listen to the podcast.
Really?
She hates it.
Didn't your mother ask to come on to the podcast?
She did. She did want to be a guest,
so without,
which I think would be fun, but I don't think she would do well. She would freeze up.
Right. Right. All the improv talent in the family went to you and not your mother. Is that what you're saying?
She's taken up to level 4 at UCB, though. Would you believe that?
I do not believe it, but...
Yeah, smart. I don't think my mom has been to the city in years.
So your mom just loves her little Long Island home?
Yeah, she's a Long Island mom. Oh, wait, is it actually Jewish New Year? Do you have a separate calendar?
Yeah, we're on a lunar calendar. So it's...
What does that mean?
okay.
You know, sorry for being so mean right away.
No, it's not mean. I guess I'm surprised you didn't know what the word lunar meant. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So the normal calendar, the American calendar, I think it's called mm-hmm. the Gregorian calendar, that represents 365 days. It's like a solar, it runs on like a solar cycle, like a full trip mm-hmm. around the sun. The Hebrew calendar runs on a lunar cycle. So it's based on the moon.
What is that, like 1 year per day every time you see the moon?
Yeah, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's what
Tell
it
me
is.
What it is real quick, and then we'll bring on the guest.
Okay, well, every month revolves around the moon, and that's it. So it doesn't line up with the solar calendar because the moon's on a different cycle. And you know what? It's not important. It's fine. You know what? Let's just bring on our guest. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another confusing episode of Pasta Party. My name is Elliot Bromberg. I'm here with my clueless co-host, Anthony Ferraro. And we have a very special guest today. Our guest is a New York comedian. She's a staff writer at Lifehacker and also a headline contributor for The Onion and Reductress. Please welcome to the podcast, Meredith Dietz.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry. I'm still taking notes on the whole calendar discussion. I'll be able to join the conversation
soon. Let's talk about it more.
There will be a test. There will be a test. After the podcast, and that like determines whether or not we actually release this episode.
I think all podcasts should have grades, a grading system. Controversial.
Ooh, that's a good
should
idea.
Be, get me extra credit.
Anthony. Should it be A to F, 0 to 10? What are you thinking? Bad to good? I love a good bad to good scale.
I think a bad to good spectrum is the way to go, because it is podcasting is objective. It is a science, but I think if we can attribute like. Yeah. Well, I think it should be bad to good, but it's like a moral ethics thing. Like, is this a force for good in
Definitely not.
Society?
Oh, yeah. Now you've lost me. I would say I'm on board with the idea of Anthony, you and I give each other sort of like award type award.
Superlatives?
Like superlatives every episode. So like worst podcast host of the episode goes to and then best podcast host of the episode, best supporting podcast host.
Most likely to ruin a scene goes to me.
Most likely to not remember the name of your character. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love when I get halfway through a scene and I'm like, what is everyone's name? Have we said them yet?
Yeah, Meredith, we've just been naming ourselves like Tony and Elliot in every scene, no matter what character we're playing.
But you flip it, right? Elliot plays Tony and Tony plays Elliot, hence all of the confusion. But you guys, typically, you completely lose yourself in the characters and kind of live in your improv characters for a few days after recording, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of Jewish stuff, and it goes poorly. Not received well.
Anthony, you want to do a Jewish impression really quick? What was it?
You're not going to get me. Not today.
No.
You have to be more sneaky than that. Yeah, not on mic. Well, I'll do it after.
I'll do my Jewish impression, and then you can do yours.
Okay.
Right. All right. So here's a Jewish grandparent. All right. It's like, imagine you're in Florida and it's just something like, it's too hot in here. Don't touch the thermostat. And that's it. So now you go. Yours was a little bit racier, though, if I remember correctly.
I'm not doing this. Meredith, do you do any bad impressions?
Bad as in ethically bad? Because
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is the biggest trap we've given to a guest yet.
No. It's good because I'm sort of bad, you know, offensive oppressions. My impressions are oppressive.
Right. You had a 5-minute set as a Uyghur, right?
I did. And it was actually, well, thank you. You're kind of butchering it. It was Louis C.K. doing a Uyghur.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, it was kind of that kind of act out kind of thing because of, I'm a ginger, so that really let people buy the whole conceit. But you know, that's
Anthony,
that's
we'll
all. It
catch
really...
you up after the podcast. He just looks so confused. He does not know a lot about global politics. This fool.
No, he doesn't. He knows global politics. He doesn't understand alternative comedy. Tony's always in Manhattan. This is what we do in Brooklyn. This is kind of.
Live in Brooklyn. Excuse you.
I live in the moment, and I push limits with my comedy.
Wow.
I live in the past. Evidently, yeah. And that's why your anti-Semitic impersonations kind of don't play as well in modern
Meredith,
times.
I heard your strategy when you come up with kind of your characters is you just go to like the Washington Post, the New York Times, you go straight to like the global section, and then you're just like, all right, like, what's a wrinkle I can throw into a headline? And that's how you come up with your headlines for The Onion and Reductress, right?
Exactly. Kind of. Breitbart, Babylon Bee, all my top news sources.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, and I'm like, how can I make this about me? How can I make this about my experience?
What I like to do is like when I submit headlines is I'll go to like a newspaper and I'll just Mad Libs one of the headlines.
You're stealing my segment. How dare you, Ellie?
I'm stealing your segment?
Are you serious?
Stealing your segment? He's stealing my whole career right now. He's stealing everything I do every day.
Anthony, what was your segment?
Well, as us three know, in the group chat, I've been teasing a secret segment for weeks.
Which you, prior to this episode, said, okay.
What did I say?
You said I did not prepare it at all.
I forgot to do it.
Elliot, you fell for that? I knew that was part of the whole long con. I knew he was taking us out.
I did forget. And the premise is it's called Tony Chops Up the Onion, where I pitch you onion headlines, but then I didn't write any. So me and Elliot thought we could Mad Lib some like news headlines, and that'd be fun to do.
I think often I also forget to pre-prepare my improv, and I feel like today I could really push you to maybe make it up on the spot, maybe yes and each other. I think that's a hilarious bit.
I think we should do it.
I don't know if it's going to be funny when you do it.
We'll find out. Elliot, do you want to pull some up?
And wait, remember that these are graded. Should I grade them on a good to bad scale?
Yes. Well,
can
my favorites. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if you guys had a thesaurus I could use. So I could think of other things to say besides good and bad. But we'll see how I do in the moment.
The scale I actually prefer is 0 to 1, a binary scale. 0 being bad, 1 being good.
Binary scale, I am a woman in STEM, so let's do it.
All right, let me find a headline and then...
Okay, this is going to be fun.
God, this is like, I don't remember 7th grade grammar that much. So if I ask for a noun or an adjective or something, it might not be great. Okay. what section should I navigate to? Let's go to the world news section of the Washington Post.
Do they have like an intense section? Is that a section?
Heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
They should. They should. Okay. All right. God. I just see like there's like a bunch of stuff about just like about like the Taliban and Israel Palestine.
Maybe skip those.
I'm like, yeah,
maybe skip that.
Oh God.
Well, I feel like you guys could say something pretty important about the Israeli Palestine. That's what we were talking about in depth.
Yeah, that's what we should do. Is we should Mad Lib the Israeli Palestinian conflict. That's a good idea, I think.
That is maybe the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Such a horrible idea.
All right.
It's so bad. It's good.
Here's what I need. No. All right. I need an occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And
carpenter.
Oh God.
Okay. And then I need a what type of word is this? I guess
we can't see it.
I guess a verb.
Meredith, do you want to give the verb?
The verb? Swim.
Read it.
Okay, this is gonna make no sense. All right, Guinea military carpenters say they have detained the president and taken swim of the country. I don't know what that means. It's so stupid.
I have maybe to this know segment what didn't word work. You thought was a verb. Yeah. What did swim replace?
Was it control?
It was taking control. Yeah, I was like, if you take control. You've taken swim of control to control something.
Control definitely can be a verb in that sentence. I do not think that's the purpose it's serving. Nevertheless, I would say that headline was biting. It was like kind of crucial satire for the masses, and I do think it punched up. So I would give that a 1. On our binary
scale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No,
and I think that's enough for this segment. I think that's been Tony Chops Up the Onion. It was a major failure, and I think we just move on.
In my head, I thought this was going to go so well. And honestly, the Washington Post just has a vocabulary. The copy editors for the Washington Post, their vocabulary is so beyond my own that I just wasn't prepared to kind of be able to really fill in. Maybe we should have done an easier newspaper. Maybe we should have done like the New York Post, and that would have been the New York Post. I feel as like the, you know, they're like the remedial kids of the journalism school, if that makes sense.
How dare you? The New York Post is where I first saw that Olivia Munn might be pregnant. How dare you? Have you guys seen
this
that?
Is breaking news to me. No, is it a Mulaney baby?
That is the only joke that I know about it. I'm definitely not the person. I thought I would tee this up and maybe you guys would hit it out of the park. I don't know anything about the situation, and I don't want to talk about celebrities that I don't know.
Anthony and I do improv, but you are severely overestimating our ability to just like knock one out with any sort of cultural touchstone. Anything pop culture, like fully, we just glaze over. We have no idea what people are talking about.
Yeah, we don't thrive on like smarts or wit. It's just like, I'm going to kill Elliot in this scene when I want to. And I think it'll be funny.
Duly noted. So we shouldn't like dissect White Lotus after this. No HBO miniseries should be coming up for the rest of the podcast.
I have not seen White Lotus yet.
I'm going to
scrap
everything I prepared. Just kidding.
I watched 2 episodes of White Lotus, so I'm almost there. When I finish it, and probably never. I'll probably never finish it. I was just like, that's good. I don't need to watch anymore.
Were they the first 2 episodes or did you pick like two?
First 2.
Two in the middle. First and last.
It was first two. Yeah.
First and last.
I love to watch the first and last episode of most shows. You know, it's like reading the last page. It's like reading the last page of the book. You know what you're going to get. You can hold a lot more conversations.
Yeah. I like when last pages of the book do a full recap of what just happened in the story.
I love when they started writing previously on at the beginning of each chapter. I think that was really good.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how about we do
previously on this book?
Well, I subscribed to a recent like a book model. It's a new book model that Barnes & Noble is doing where they just send you 1 chapter a week and you pay.
That's also your new job, right? You're a book model?
I was going there too.
Yeah, I'm a book.
Yeah, You like dress up as books, and then like some guy comes and takes pictures.
I dress up as books and do promo shoots.
To get kids reading.
Yeah,
kids don't know how to read these days, and they're like, let's put a pizza ass in a book, a giant book costume. And you're that's the bookie.
Did you say a pizza ass or a piece of?
No, Elliot. Because
that's my new job. Pizza ass.
Elliot's a piece of ass. Tony's a pizza ass.
Yeah.
That's how I would insult you if I was like, get your pizza ass out of here. Like, that's me kicking the Italian out.
That's pretty
out.
Funny. No one's ever told me that, but I would laugh. That's right. Good. Right.
Anthony rubs his ass on ovens at Little Caesars, which is why the pizza is so ungodly bad. And I don't know.
You think Little Caesars uses ovens? They microwave that.
Wait,
do not have an oven.
You think Little Caesars is bad?
I'm offended.
Yeah. I need to get this in. Did you see the new abomination that they just came out with as a menu item? It's a calzone pizza.
Crazy calzone.
Where it's four calzones that meet in the middle, and in the middle it just turns into a pepperoni pizza.
What is that? I'm sorry, my friend and co-host of the mic that I run in the city has a new 5 minutes only about the crazy calzone. And he says crazy calzone.
Can you
like
give us a sneak peek?
A sneak peek if I can do his set for you. All I'll say is spoilers.
I might steal these jokes and do them in DC, if that's fine.
That's fine.
Sure. And I think if you called it parallel thinking, you could probably get away with whatever you want. I will not give away most of the bit. I just want to kind of say that as a reflection of the impact that a Crazy Calzone could have on the comedy community, at least along the East Coast. I don't know like the Crazy Calzone's reach. I think the Crazy Calzone is like a euphoric experience, and where it really makes you question your limits, which I think fast food is supposed to do, right? Like when you're facing a piece of like fast food, you're supposed to be like, am I a man? Am I more? Am I less? Who am I? Who are we? Those are kind of like the big questions I ask every time I get like, I don't know, Crunchwrap Supreme.
I've never agreed with something more in my entire life.
Absolutely.
I like going to Taco Bell and getting the craziest, most psycho thing they can invent, like the Cheeto taco or whatever it is, and being like, this is going to test me and I'm here for it and I love it.
All I'm going to say is that why are you getting fast food if your goal is not to transcend? That's all I'll say. That's the end. I'm logging off.
One last thing before I get to the end. One last thing. Have you tried the pizza?
Me?
The crazy calzone, yes. I know Elliot has and he's too fancy.
Well, no, did I not just tell you that whole thing about making you go through an existential crisis? Of course I haven't. I want to be a simple man. I'm not trying to ask those big questions. I'm staying far away from the crazy calzone.
We should get one and have it and try.
I just don't even know where the nearest Little Caesars is. All right, we'll get one next time in New York, Anthony. We'll find it if it's still a menu item.
Okay.
On that note, how about we do some improv, huh?
One last thing.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's been trying to wrap up for 5 minutes.
Wait, just one last thing. Do you think cancel culture has gone too far?
Pass.
Okay, that's my last thing.
All right, Meredith. Hey, all we need.
One last thing. All we do you need think from a you sweet pizza would do well?
All we need from you is a location.
An airport gate.
Airport gate.
H11.
Airport gate. H11. Got it. Okay. Oh my God, I'm at the wrong gate. No, 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 God, no, don't. How did I miss this? Oh God, I have to fly to Washington, D.C. I'm gonna miss this interview. Excuse me. Is there any way that I can, okay, I'm at the wrong gate. But this plane is going to it's also going to Washington, D.C. Is there any way that I could just transfer this ticket over and just get on this flight right now? I don't think I have I'm looking at the time. I think I missed my original flight. Is there any way I can get onto this one?
I'm so sorry, but the flight is completely booked and I'm really not trying to, you know, ruffle any other feathers for anyone else. I don't think there's anything I can do.
No, you don't understand. I'm about to miss the interview of a lifetime if I don't get there. I'm a journalist, and I was about to interview, I mean, some of the highest ranking federal officials in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is my job. My job's on the line. If I don't pull this off, I mean, I could get fired. You understand that, right?
I read the Washington Post every day. I mean, tell me, could you name 1 to 3 high ranking federal officials right now that you might be interviewing?
You shouldn't be reading the Washington Post, because that's a garbage newspaper for garbage people. Okay. I work at a little bit more.
Bring Elliot's phone.
It's a little bit more exclusive of paper. I got to end off my editor.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, fine.
Hey,
Elliot, it's your editor at News for Idiots. Have you gotten on the plane yet?
Tony, you're never going to believe this.
What? Don't tell me you missed the plane or something.
I missed the plane. I went to the wrong gate. And I know what you're thinking. This has happened every time you send me out to do an interview.
Every time I send you out, you end up just coming back with your hat in your hand looking sad. Like a puppy who tried to run away but came back home. You'll never make it.
No. And my fedora is so tear-stained because of how sad I get. I don't know what to do.
You're so sad your tears go up to your hat. It's crazy.
Well, no, it's not usually what happens. Usually I don't want to explain how gravity works to you again. I take the hat off.
How does it even work? Who understands that?
I don't get it.
That should be your story. Gravity explained.
Well, actually, if you check your inbox, I do have a column and it says, gravity, get a load of this. And then all I heard, the only sentence I have is, nobody knows. And so I was thinking maybe we could frontline that on Sunday, but that's not important. Is there any way, like, you're a hotshot. Is there any way you think you could talk to this airline attendant? Anything you could do, pull some strings, maybe get them to let me on this flight?
Yeah, put me online with the airline attendant.
Here you go.
I'll pull some strings.
Here you go.
Well, thank you for taking
my boss. I'm sorry. If you could just talk to my boss really quick. I'm sure he can work something out with you.
Sir, you just did that entire call on speakerphone. Everyone in this gate is furious at you, but okay.
What?
Shut up over there.
All right, well, maybe if you could just talk to my boss anyway. I guess you have the background, but
yeah, it seems like I know the context. Hi, yes, Tony, was it?
Yeah, it's me, Tony. I'm the editor at News for Idiots.
He's my editor. Yeah. It's short for Tonathy. Like Timothy, yep. But Tony.
Tonathy, is there just a last name that I should call him out of respect?
Idiots?
Nope, I'm kind of like Prince.
All right, I'm really not a fan of calling customers by their first name, or if they just have one name, could you... But okay,
I had a story come out called Purple News that was pretty bad.
Purple News? Oh my God, my mom sent me that a lot. She was a really, 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 really not a fan of it. But News for Idiots, it's something that my aunt, who doesn't believe in climate change, is constantly sending me articles from. For better or for worse, your work has really impacted my family.
Well, thank you. So
you're welcome.
What do you say? You let my friend on the plane, and in exchange, I'll set you up with a meeting with the dumb president, the idiot president, which
that's
is
who I
not
was gonna
the president.
Meet.
That's an office. Yeah,
it's a
shadow president.
Shadow president. There's a group of guys that we've been talking to on Reddit, and apparently they wield a lot of influence. And that's I was going down to fly and meet them. We were gonna meet at a Little Caesars. I was gonna get some confidential details over a crazy calzone, which is my favorite food.
please do not say the word crazy in an airport
it's
gate.
My favorite
it really
food
upsets the other customers.
Right next to the Burger King Cheeto fries and the Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Oh, get me one of those bomb burgers.
Oh, the bomb burgers? That's my favorite. It's my favorite. Right next to, and maybe I could pick you up a couple drinks. I don't know if there's a local Irish pub. And you know, you're familiar with an Irish car bomb, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, loving the Irish car bomb. Get me some 9/11 tacos.
Yeah, 9/11 tacos. You
please,
heard about that.
Sir.
You heard about the 9/11 tacos. Oh, they're delicious.
Please,
what is this?
Please
is it
stop
two tacos?
Screaming.
It's
Don't scream 9/11.
and a lot of cabbage.
The customers.
It's two really tall tacos, and the spicy aioli comes planed in by the waiter and knocks them over.
They throw one and they knock it over and you're like, oh, what a mess. And then right as you think you're about done, boom, another one. And then they pour a shot of Jameson over it.
Yeah.
Please, who's talking about 9/11?
Yeah. Give me that.
Is someone talking about 9/11?
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Goodbye, Elliot.
I was talking about the 9/11. Oh, my boss hung up. Sorry, I'm sorry. I was talking about the 9/11 tacos. Have you tried those?
Please, if you say 9/11, if you say... That's like saying Macbeth in a stage play. You strike me as someone who's maybe done theater once or twice.
Who is Macbeth?
Now McDonald's? Boarding.
What are you talking about?
Now a play? Priority customers.
I'm not a child. I'm not a child. I don't play, okay? I don't...
Now boarding, the elderly children and our 9/11 veterans could all line up right next to the flight attendant and the strange reporter having a conversation.
This feels like you're not going to let me on this plane, so I am just going to go buy a new ticket, and hopefully I do get onto that plane. And
I doubt it. I kind of do this for every passenger in the entire airport. I do a little one-on-one interview and see where they should sit. So you've made a bad impression. It's going to be unlikely that you are ever, ever able to leave Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just I'll walk. Could use the cardio, get my steps in, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
I have people by the exits.
I cramp up constantly.
It's unlikely that you're going to be able to leave the airport itself. So I would grab a seat in a Little Caesars and strap in.
This airport has a Little Caesars? This is the coolest airport ever.
I know. I love my job.
Oh my God, there it is. I'm going to hustle over there and get myself a crazy calzone because I can't get enough of this stuff.
May I recommend the killer calzone as well?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. I buy my food purely based on alliteration.
Hey, welcome to Little Caesars. How can I help you?
Oh, wow, a drive-in.
Right, we're going to get you going to get a number four meal or we're going to get a Little Caesars?
Okay, I just heard about a crazy meal. Called not the crazy.
Oh, you want the crazy meal? Okay, one crazy meal.
Whoa! A little too fast for me. You go. Listen, my name.
Six pizzas stacked on top of each other.
Six pizzas stacked on top of each other. That's crazy. I want that. What else do you have on your menu? Is there a secret menu I don't know about?
Yeah, we have a secret menu.
Well, what's on? Can you tell me what's on the secret menu?
Mostly just stuff from other fast food restaurants that I've stolen.
So if I could get, do you have Flaming Hot Cheeto Nachos here?
Yep. All okay, right. One Flaming Hot Cheeto Nachos.
Flaming Hot Cheeto
Nachos. Burnt over easy.
Burnt over easy. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. Can I get a Naked Chicken Chalupa Rare?
I want a Naked Chicken Chalupa Rare.
And then I think I'll top it off with a 2-liter.
Do you want a Cheesecake Factory cheesecake?
Yeah,
Cheesecake
Factory cheesecake. And I'll get a 2-liter 2-liter Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, we don't have that. No Mountain Dew Code Red.
Alright, I'll just get you guys.
I've called blue and Coke Green.
Do you have Coke? Do you have new Coke? Do you sell that? Any old?
$80 per bag.
$80 per bag. All right. And I guess I'll just pull up to the next window. I'll pull up to the next window to check out.
Go to the next window to pay.
All right. Hello.
Do you need something?
I'm just gonna pay. I was just at the previous window. I just want to pay. Is it okay if you guys take entirely? Do you take entirely $2 bills and $1 coins?
$1 coins.
I'd prefer no bills.
$1 as they were. 24 carat. Ooh, ow, my tooth. Chop that sucker right off. Sorry.
I'm
really bleeding. Oh, God.
Oh. Tell him to loop back around for a veneer. It's off the secret menu.
Sorry, back up.
Scene. Okay. Scene.
Oh. All right, that works.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I would describe that. It works.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, Meredith, thank you for coming on the podcast. Is there anything you wanna plug before we get out of here?
Ooh, I would plug my social media accounts at Dietz, as in Dietz Nuts, spelled D-I-E-T-Z, _ Meredith on Twitter and a little app called TikTok. And then ever heard of it? Because my screen time report certainly has. And then, okay.
Never heard of
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
I'm still on Yik Yak.
Oh, it's relevant.
Topical. YouTube.
I'm still on Microsoft Word.
I just type all
every
my
day. I log in. I say, anyone here? No responses.
And I'm free.
I log 8 hours a day on Word.
All right. Sorry, yeah. Meredith. We interrupted. Anything else you want to plug?
Continue.
Yeah, no. Just this Word document that I have saved to my desktop. It's got some pretty hot takes.
Sick.
And if anyone is if anyone is a comic in New York City, please come to a little mic and show called Jerry Seinfeld Presents at Black Hat Lower East Side, 7:30 on Sundays.
Interesting. I've never been booked for it.
I'm going to be there.
I've never been booked for
it. It's an open mic, Elliot.
It's an open mic and show. You've never... It's funny. Are you based in a little place called New York City?
I've never gone.
But this sounds like a classic chicken egg. Have you gone because you haven't been booked? Yeah, well...
As someone who doesn't do stand-up, can I get booked?
You don't do stand-up? Yeah, because I think that puts us basically on the same footing there.
I'm not good at it. All right. Well, everyone follow Meredith on social media. If you're a comic, be sure to check out that open mic and show on the Lower East Side at the Black Cat on Sundays. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. Anthony, congratulations on 10,000 followers, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm starstruck.
I got that K.
10K.
Yeah.
He still refuses to use it to promote the podcast. It's fine. So you can just follow us.
I got to keep it pure.
Follow us. Keep up to date with the podcast. Oh, let me get it out. At Pasta Party Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for listening. And as always, stay al dente.
And go bake the lasagna.
Oh, that wasn't right.